And joining us now, as she does most Mondays, is Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Hi, Renee. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So, Cokie, we seem to be beginning the next year or this new year right back where we ended in the last Congress, and that's bickering over everything. And as we've just heard, that includes, big time, the president's cabinet appointment of a former Republican senator, Chuck Hagel. Tell us more about what's going on there, a little bit more history.
Well, it's an interesting case. Yes, he's a Republican, but he's backed Democratic Senate candidates in the last couple of elections, candidates who lost. And as you heard from Tom, he's rubbed some of his former fellow senators the wrong way. Look, it usually works to appoint a senator, as it seems to be with John Kerry as the nominee for Secretary of State, even though he's not a beloved character in the Senate. But it can backfire if to know a senator is not to love him, and that apparently is the case with some senators and Chuck Hagel. Like it happened with George H.W. Bush's pick in 1989, John Tower, a senator from Texas. He had been chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And then after he left the Senate, he headed the Tower Commission, which was very critical of Ronald Reagan's handling of the Iran-Contra affair. He had been part of the strategic arms reduction talks in Geneva. I mean, you'd think, just looking at the paper, that this would sail through. The problem was that members of the Senate didn't like John Tower. They accused him of excessive drinking and womanizing, and I was uncomfortably right in the middle of it because he came on the Sunday show where I was a questioner to defend himself and ended up making it worse. He went forward to the Senate for a vote, did not withdraw his name, and was defeated. His nomination for the cabinet post was defeated by his fellow senators, 53-47. So it's a cautionary tale. Republicans were very loud and clear yesterday that they were against Hagel, many of them. Lindsey Graham saying it's an in-your-face nomination. And you have to keep in mind, when someone is accused of being anti-Israel, as some have said about Hagel, that that becomes an issue in the evangelical community, which is very pro-Israel and, of course, the base of the Republican Party.
And it's problematic for Chuck Hagel is also that it's not just Republicans. He might have some trouble among Democrats as well.
Well, Democrats are sort of grumbling that why is the president going to the mat on this one when he didn't do it for Susan Rice, for Secretary of State. And there have been a conversation about Hagel's comments about gays. Today in the Washington Post, there is a full-page ad by the Log Cabin Republicans opposing Hagel's statements on gays. He has apologized for some of those.
And although many of them, the one main one is years ago, 14, 15 years ago.
And he has apologized for it. It was about a nominee for a diplomatic post. But it is something where people would normally, if they like the guy, be ready to forgive. And they once did like Hagel a lot better than they're liking him now.
Well, no one in Washington seems to be liking anyone much these days. Last week at this time, we'll all remember, a deal over the fiscal cliff was finally coming together. There was hope this might serve as a bipartisan template for Congress to confront the debt ceiling and another threat of across-the-board budget cuts.
So
instead,
much.
What?
No, instead we heard yesterday all the same talking points over and over again. The Republicans saying, that's it on taxes. We're not talking about taxes anymore. And why do we keep doing these last-minute things? And the Democrats saying, we've already given on cuts. We did that all last year. We can't just do this with cuts. Then there's always the question of other issues, Renee. Gun control being at the top. And the one person who does seem to be able to make deals these days and cross party lines is Vice President Joe Biden. He's been put in charge of the working group on guns and on gun violence. And I was struck yesterday by the number of Republicans and Democrats who said, let's wait and see what the vice president comes up with before we decide on guns.
Cokie, thanks very much. Cokie Roberts joins us most Mondays to discuss politics.